you can maintain beautiful friendships and relationships with your parents and your family, even if they don't get it. What you need to start to maintain is a really strong level of self-trust and a very strong level of I'm backing myself and no one can sway me in that. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. So I want to give you guys kind of, this is going to be like a juicy, shorter, nuggety episode. I think this is a really important thing that we all anchor into. I know all of you listening to the show, and if you follow me on Instagram and you read all the emails, like, we are here to upgrade our lives. We are here because we want our dream life. And you and I could be sitting and having coffee and you're like, I know that I deserve this, but things can come up that can then question whether or not it's safe for us to do this, whether we're like an idiot for doing it, whether it's smart doing it, that kind of thing. And I know that for some of you, when you make these investments, whether it's, you know, booking your ticket to come to New York City or Paris for the immersion, or, you know, my future immersions, or whether it's, well, we don't know where that's going to be, but anyway, or whether it's booking, you know, In Your Space for Queen Alchemy, or One-on-One, or Her, or whatever it is, right? Any of my programs, or really anything in life, when it comes to doing these upgrades, sometimes what can happen is we start to second guess ourselves. And the second guessing can come in obviously from our own ego, which I've talked about before. But you know what it can also come in as a result of is other people's opinions. And we allow other people's opinions to then start to affect us. And we have to remember that, especially when it comes to, you know, best friends or our parents, is that we trust their viewpoint. Maybe not always, but most of the time we do. And so if they can start to make us feel silly or question our judgment, we can then start to lose our own sense of trust and that connection to our intuition. And then we start judging ourselves, or we start thinking that we've made the wrong decision. And so why this is important to bring up is that this has been the case for many of us, like multiple times throughout our lives in different situations. Even as far back as, you know, a lot of kids, for example, will have imaginary friends, and our parents will think that's weird for, you know, their own beliefs, and that's fine. They will think it's weird, or, you know, the kids at school, the teachers at school will think it's weird, and that kind of can get shamed out of us, or we can feel less than because of it. And so as a result, we then disconnect from that part of ourselves, right? Other situations can happen as a teenager where we're having this experience, whether it's, you know, a logical one or not. And because it gets questioned and other people's opinions get thrown in there, we then lose that connection with ourselves and we start to gaslight ourselves. We start to question our own, you know, legitimacy with what we are feeling. And so this can then happen even as an adult, where we can let our partner or our parents or our friends, we can let their opinions and their beliefs start to creep in and affect our beliefs and opinions. And so what's really important is not to think that you have to have all of your friends and family thinking the exact same way. I know that sometimes we see on social media, I don't agree with it. Sometimes we see on social media and whatnot in the personal development space that if somebody is quote unquote toxic or not agreeing with you, or, you know, I think a lot of people label toxic as something that's just far too, sorry, I think a lot of people put things in that kind of toxic label when it's just like, no, they're just a human that, you know, has their own experience and okay, they haven't done work on themselves, but that doesn't make them toxic. You know what I mean? Anyway, my point is that what I've noticed in the personal development space is that we can start to feel like if someone's not agreeing with us, or if someone has a different opinion or isn't kind of on this journey too, that they're not, you know, in alignment with us, and we have to, you know, disregard the friendship. Now, there are situations, of course, where you realize that you outgrow that friendship, and that happens, and that's happened multiple times to me. And it's sad, but it's also incredible, because you're asking for the upgrades, you're asking to get your dream life. And, you know, when there's breakdowns, there's breakthroughs. And before a quantum leap, like, oh my God, before a quantum leap, it feels like the world is crumbling around you. And it can feel like you're losing so many things. But we have to remember that, like, when one thing dies, another thing gets reborn. Anyway, my point of what I'm trying to share with you guys, tangent as usual, my point of what I'm trying to share with you guys is that you can maintain beautiful friendships and relationships with your parents and your family, even if they don't get it. What you need to start to maintain is a really strong level of self-trust and a very strong level of I'm backing myself and no one can sway me in that. So we have to be very discerning about who we're also asking for an opinion or a thought, or like them to kind of share their ideas. And if something doesn't start to feel right in what they're sharing, then it's our job and it's our responsibility to be like, thank you, don't need your opinion anymore. Because what we have to remember, ladies and gentlemen, is that when we ask somebody for advice, or maybe they're just giving unsolicited advice, one or the other, when we are getting this advice or these opinions from somebody, it is not neutral. It is not unbiased. It is a biased opinion, and it is one that comes loaded with their own beliefs, their own judgments, their own experiences, and their own perceptions. So for a lot of you, well, not a lot of you, for some of you, I should say, you know, you've shared really vulnerably, and I so appreciate that you share this because it's allows me to then, you know, think, you know what, let me do an episode around this for other people. So you've shared, for example, that one of the things that you struggled with joining Queen Alchemy or buying your ticket to the immersion was what other people thought of you. And I talked about this in the open house that I did for the immersion. So if you haven't listened to that, you definitely can go and listen to that. But kind of I'm adding on to it here on this episode. So you've shared with me that one of the things that caused you to second guess yourself was other people's perspectives. And what you had to really anchor into, and what I talked a lot of you guys through in emails and like voice messages and that kind of thing, was what do you want? Because the other person and their opinion is also valid, right? So their opinion and their belief of like, you are so crazy to just like go and do 3 days of this healing fucking retreat weird thing in Paris. And like, who do you think you are? And like, who even is this chick? Like, you know, blah, 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 whatever they want to say. And so what we have to be cognizant of is that those thoughts then get implanted into us, and we can start to believe that if we allow it. And so what you have to get so anchored into, it's bringing in that like internal masculine, is why am I going, right? Why do I know I need to be here? And not from this logical perspective even, it's from like also that intuitive perspective. I talked about in the open house as well, the difference between a feminine investment and a masculine investment. And I'm going to do an Instagram post on it too. So if it's not up yet, it's going to be coming. But if it is up, we'll put the link below in the description. What we have to anchor into is that our feminine callings are just as valid and as smart as the masculine ones. Often we will add more validity to like a masculine investment or a masculine logical thought process of like, oh, that makes sense. So we can then start to second guess ourselves when things don't make sense. But I'm sorry, do massive manifestations and quantum leaps in life make sense? No. Like, if you have gone through amazing shifts in your lives and up levels and just like beautiful things that you've called in, did they all make sense? No. Right? And that is the beauty of magic. Like, these things don't make sense. And I love a life that doesn't make fucking sense because it feels like a movie. I love that my life makes no sense. I feel like I don't know what is around the corner, and it is so exciting because what it allows me to feel is the magic of I could change things in an instant. What you actually don't want to feel when you're wanting to manifest your dream life and your dream self is this feeling of rigidity in and like a certain timeline of, well, I have to wait this amount of time in order to get these things. Well, the X, Y, Z has to happen before I would get this thing. That then is just like, ugh, especially to a feminine body, especially to a woman. We want to just feel like we want something, we want to call it in, and it happens. And when you are so in alignment with yourself, when your body, your vessel, your energetic body, your physical body, your mental body, and your spiritual body, when all of your bodies are so free of all of these things that have been holding you back, and everybody else's opinions, and everybody else's judgments, and everybody else's fucking thoughts, that is where easy manifestation happens. That is where you think of something and it happens. Like, I can't tell you the upgrades that I've been getting this year. I will share them with you guys shortly, I promise. The upgrades this year are, like, this weekend, I phoned my mother-in-law to like tell her another thing that had just like happened. And she was laughing, and like, she's not into any of this stuff. And she was like, well, you did say, Monica, you wanted a quantum leap this year. And like, we're at the beginning of March at the time of this recording. And holy fuck, like the upgrades are upgrading. Like, I am being upgraded. I'm really having to, like, just carve out some time for me to anchor into all of this. And none of this makes sense. It is all, you know, the quote unquote worst timing. It could be so easy for, like, that victimhood part of me to just drop into, like, why is this happening to me? Why at this time? And I'm like, no, of course it's happening right now. Of course it's at this time, because this is the worst logical time for it to happen. So of course it is happening right now. Because why would something so, you know, massive in my life, and like, why would a massive upgrade happen at the perfect time? It wouldn't be a fucking upgrade then, right? Because it wouldn't challenge me, it wouldn't expand me, it wouldn't grow me. So let's just all stop trying to make our, you know, upgrades into our dream selves feel like something that needs to be logical, feel like something that needs to be, you know, easily explained to people. We're all adults here, right? If you're coming to my immersion, if you're doing Queen Alchemy, you are over the age of 18, which means that you get to make your own decisions and you can trust your own decisions. And I know for all of you that you aren't coming to New York and Paris because you've just like seen a cool Instagram post and you've been like, oh yeah, bye, like no big deal. No, you listen to my podcast, you read my emails, you've been emailing Olivia or you've been emailing me, like you followed me for a while. You trust me. And that's why I sit here and do these podcast episodes, because I want you to know that it is safe to trust me. So you aren't making a silly decision at all. You're actually being very, very smart about it. It's just what we have to remember is that when we are upgrading, this is super important, everyone, please listen. When we are upgrading ourselves, when we are upgrading our lives, that can bring up for other people very triggering emotions. It's a mirror for people. And so other people can kind of be hit with this feeling of jealousy, of comparison. And this can happen, ladies and gentlemen, for our parents. I know we're like, why would our parents be jealous? It happens. It happens a lot where mothers can be jealous of their daughters, where fathers can be jealous of their sons. And like, obviously, you know, fathers can be jealous of daughters, blah, blah, blah. And so what can happen is as you're upgrading, they're like, wait, what? That brings their own feelings of discomfort up. And as a result, they try to pull you back. Now, this isn't them actually trying to be like a horrible human being. They're not cognitively aware of pulling you back. They're not choosing, oh, let's hold her back. No, they're not choosing any of that. It's their own stuff that's then coming up, because we are all mirrors to each other. So you are being a mirror to them. You are probably triggering something in them. And so instead of getting sucked into their opinion, when it's not their decision, right? They're not the one going on the trip. You're the one going on the trip. Instead, what you're wanting to ask for, or what you're wanting to not even necessarily ask for, depending on the situation, what you're wanting to just get from them is respect. They don't need to agree with you. Please listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody else doesn't need to agree with you. They don't need to understand it. They don't need to validate it. They don't even need to really support it, but they can still respect you in it. They can respect that they know that you trust yourself and that you make smart decisions. And even if they don't fully understand it, they know that you're being called and this is going to help you, and they just want what's best for you. That is that unconditional love. And we unfortunately don't get unconditional love from a lot of people. A lot of our parents don't know how to give it, right? Because of that like intergenerational trauma. And as I've spoken about, really, we are the first generation that's really breaking this intergenerational trauma with the way that we're parenting our children and the way that we're reparenting ourselves and obviously passing that on to our kids. So what we need to do is we need to give them unconditional love. If even though it's aggravating and it's annoying that they aren't supporting us the way that we want to be supported, and that they aren't, you know, seeing us and hearing us the way that we want to be understood, what we need to remember and understand is that when we give them unconditional love, it allows us to not take on anger and resentment and frustration, which then inhibits us from really hearing our intuition. We need to remember that they are their own person with their own experience, their own perceptions, their own experience, their own opinions. And just because they don't agree with us doesn't mean that we are not safe to go and do what we are being called forward to do. Okay. Something to think about. there is an opportunity cost for pretty much everything. You know, if you choose to go to the gym, it means that you don't get to sleep in, for example, if you went in the morning, right? And whilst now, obviously, you go to the gym and you could sleep in, but like, let's just say it's a Monday morning, you got to be at work at 8 a.m., right? Just roll with me. So if you choose to go to the gym, you then can't sleep in, for example, that morning. And whilst many of us have these fears of regrets, or we let other people's opinions hold us back, we're afraid of them rejecting us, we're afraid of them, you know, being mad at us, we're afraid of what they're going to think of. Something that can be really helpful to realize is that when you weigh up the opportunity cost of what you'd rather not experience, the regret becomes less of like a heavy thing. The regret becomes something that is less of a chance, right? So most people would rather try something and fail than spend their whole life regretting trying or wondering what if, even if it meant they found out they failed. So let's just say, for example, the opportunity cost of not coming to the immersion is what for you? That's something that only you can answer. The opportunity cost, well, one of them that I'll fill in is not being able to go to one the next year or the year after because I may not run them because of kids. So that could be one opportunity cost. Another opportunity cost could be that you then don't, you know, become the version of yourself that you want to become this year. It means that you end up beating yourself up because you've listened to other people's opinions and perspectives rather than trusting yourself. It further puts you into the self-abandonment cycle. I mean, whatever else, like fill in your opportunity costs, right? If you choose to not come to the immersion, if that's something that you're thinking about, I'm just using a more like tangible example for some of you. Now, what would be the benefit of coming to the immersion? I mean, fucking everything, right? Like, what have you actually got to lose? Like, if you really think about it, what have you got to lose? Like, what is the worst that is going to happen? And let's remember that it's not like you're coming to something that you have no fucking idea what it's about. You've got multiple videos to watch. You have behind the scenes videos. You have more testimonials than any of you have probably actually read. I don't think anyone's actually sat down and read every single one, watched every single video, right? There is so much proof that gives you that sense of safety of, well, if I go, good things are going to happen. And I'm going to be in New York and Paris. And I'm going to meet or whoever, like one of the cities. And I'm going to meet some of you coming to both. And I'm going to meet new friends. Like, okay, so tell me the opportunity cost of then coming. It's very, very low. So now if you want to be logical about this decision, you're then thinking, well, which one has the greatest opportunity cost? Okay. So even just recently, I was thinking about making a new investment in the business, right? So like basically just paying more money for something. And so when I was thinking about this, I kind of do this myself. I think, what is the opportunity cost, right? My intuition wants to do something and I'm like, all right, I'm doing it. But let me just help my logical brain for a sec. So what I'll do for my logical brain is I will just think of, what is the opportunity cost of doing this thing versus not doing this thing? And it's like, okay, well, if I don't do this thing, then what will I miss out on? And then I think, well, I don't really want to miss out on that. And like, okay, well, even if this doesn't work, like what's the worst going to happen? Okay, I paid 30K and like didn't get what I wanted, but like I really don't think that's going to happen because like I just don't see how hiring this person would mean that like nothing, I got nothing out of it. So I help my body in that safety as I grow by just also thinking a little bit logically about it. And it's not that I'm going to let myself talk myself out of it. It's more that I'm actually thinking rationally of like, yeah, like what is the worst that's going to happen? And the main thing for me always, and that I really want to offer you guys to anchor into, is I never want to regret not doing something because of me being worried about what somebody else thinks. That is like the worst thing to feel, I'll be honest. That is such a shitty thing to feel, is when you don't allow yourself an opportunity or an experience or whatever it is because of what somebody else thinks. Like, that is a sure way to end up beating yourself up over like you caring about somebody else's opinion. And how many of us do that? And here's the thing, right? If you are struggling with being a bit of a people pleaser or worrying about what other people think too much, and like literally you are living your life to please other people, that in and of itself is like the reason why you have to do this healing work that you're sitting on the fence of, because you're like, well, I don't want to feel this way anymore, but here you are. And then you're like not letting yourself not feel it because you're staying in it, right? So What can you anchor into? What can you remind yourself of to really stay in that sense of safety? Because you can either sit in the pain of never expanding your life, and that pain really lasts forever, or you can have a pain that just lasts for a moment in time as you go outside your comfort zone to then have pleasure that far outweighs that small bit of pain that you endured as you went through stretching your comfort zone. One of the number one things that holds people back from feeling happy and peaceful and turned on and free and etc. is they gaslight themselves. They talk themselves out of it, right? They don't think they have it bad enough, or they don't think that they, you know, really need to go because so-and-so said, like, do you really need it? You're fine. Like, what do you have to heal? So they start then telling themselves that. And here's the thing. If you want more love, more joy, more peace, more happiness, more sex, more pleasure, more money, more passion, more purpose, whatever, that is enough for you to then go and do the thing. You don't need to be hitting rock bottom in order to do healing work. You don't need your parent to be like, yes, like, oh my God, I'll do, like, go do anything for your healing. Like, I just want you to be happy, blah, blah, blah. They might say to you, aren't you happy? Like, what do you have to work on? That's their own thoughts about themselves that they're just putting on you. They're not doing it because they're trying to be mean, right? They just don't see what you see. We really, like, so many of us, we're so fortunate that because, like, one of the positives of social media is that we can now, like, have that healthy comparison in a way of seeing the kind of life that we could be living. And we want that. Like, you want that confidence and that joy and that inner freedom and that just, like, unlimited feeling of happiness. You want that. And for a lot of our parents, they didn't know that what they were experiencing wasn't normal because, like, people didn't talk about it back then. It wasn't on social media. They didn't really have anything else to compare it to. So they just, you know, whatever they grew up in, that was normal and that was that, right? So we have to remember that for so many of us, we are breaking blueprints because we see the blueprint that we have been given from our family and we're like, I want something different. Right? I want something better. I want something more expanded. I want something deeper, more fulfilling, whatever. I have goosebumps, whatever it is. And you wanting more is like, that is a good enough reason for you to do this work. You don't necessarily need to be having your world crumbling in order to do healing work, in order to have an upgrade, in order to just have a more solid foundation for yourself. So to wrap all of this up, ladies, before we go, and gentlemen, if you want to do something and you're asking people for advice and they're not, or like what their thoughts are, and they're not giving you the supportive answer that you're looking for, stop asking for advice. I want to tell you guys something. I will very often keep things a secret to myself until I am so sure about something and, like, I've already made up my mind. And then I won't even necessarily ask for advice. I just tell people what I'm doing, what's happening. And if I want any advice, if I want any input, then I will have a specific question and I will ask them. And that is the question they're answering. They're not, like, I don't allow my answers, my decisions to be swayed by other people. Because I am not living my life to please others. I'm not living my life to make other people comfortable. I'm doing what makes me happy. And I know that can be really triggering for some people, especially close friends and family. But you know what? For those friends and family that also want a better life for themselves, it'll be triggering in the beginning and then it will be so fucking expanding. Like, some of you guys know this because I've kind of said it before. I inspire my mom a lot. Like, it feels kind of weird to say, but she's done nearly every single one of my programs besides, like, you know, Your Perfect Period. She doesn't need to do that. And, like, Coming Home on a Birth Control doesn't need to do it. Like, there's obviously a few that she doesn't need to do, like the dating one. She's married with her husband, with my dad. So it doesn't need to do that. But I can't tell you how many times she will, like, ask me questions and she'll do programs and rewatch things. And I love it. In the beginning, I know that it was triggering for her. I know that it was, you know, a little bit hard, but she was cognizant of, like, her own stuff. But my brightness and my growth and what I've achieved for myself has become an expander for her. And honestly, I think it's starting to kind of go into my dad a little bit too as well. He hasn't been as much of an early adopter as she has been, but I know that I have influenced my whole family, like my whole immediate family. I know that I've even influenced my brother, which is really beautiful. And I don't force it on anybody. I'm not telling them they're wrong because they have a different opinion of me, especially in the beginning. Like, let me tell you, they did not get it. They did not support it. My mom supported it, but like my brother and my dad, like they did not get it. I didn't need them to get it though. So some of you guys have asked us about business stuff. Like, I didn't need anyone to get it. I didn't need anybody to support me. I didn't need to be seen by anybody. I wasn't doing it for any of that. I was doing it because I knew that this was what I was meant to do. I make decisions because I knew they were the right thing. When I told my parents I was moving to Atlanta, they were like, no, you're not. Like, who the fuck is this guy? Absolutely not. Like, you're meant to be in New York forever. That is your thing. And like, that's what I always thought. Many of you guys know that. I lived in New York. I grew up in New York. My home has always been New York. And I still feel like that is my home. But our home is Atlanta. And, you know, I miss it, but I also love living here. And so for them, it was a weird thing in the beginning, even like with that example. But I wasn't asking for their opinion. I wasn't asking, what are your thoughts on it? Like, what do you think? Because they're not the one moving to Atlanta. They're not the one in the relationship. They don't, like, frankly, they don't really get to have an opinion if you think about it, right? Because it doesn't involve them at all. So just remember that you can totally ask for somebody's thoughts, opinions, blah, blah, blah. But my recommendation, especially for people that you know have a different opinion and have a different just view of the world and whatnot, ask them once you've made your decision and promise yourself and be committed to yourself that their answer will not sway your decision because you are so committed to what it is that you've chosen and that ain't fucking changing. That is not changing. This process, anchoring into everything I've talked about today, this breeds self-trust and self-confidence. But if you let other people's opinions, thoughts, etc., sway you, this is how people lose their self-trust. And more importantly, it's how they lose their self-confidence. So, this was meant to be a 10-minute nugget as usual, not 25 minutes later, 26 minutes. I hope that you guys loved this. For those of you that haven't bought your ticket yet, if there's any left, run, don't walk. Because like I've said, not doing these events forever, like we don't know if there's one coming next year. It'll depend on everything. So please, please, please do not hold yourself back from this opportunity. And please, for the love of God, especially after listening to today, do not not come because of somebody else's opinion. Whether it's your husband, whether it's your fucking dogs, whether it's your mums, if you want to come, that is a good enough reason for you to come. The end. Goodbye. They don't have to understand it. Frankly, many of you that actually come don't even really understand the event. You're like, I get it. I know the itinerary, like whatever, but like, I don't really get it. Because you won't get it until you're there. If you've watched the testimonial videos, then you've heard women say that, like, you don't really understand it until you're there. And then you're like, oh, this is why I had to come. Oh, this is why I was feeling the pull so badly. So just trust that intuitive pull. Just trust that. Because when it comes to a lot of my work, there really isn't many logical reasons about it because it's so hard to explain what it is that we do because I've never encountered anything else like as just all-encompassing as this. But once you come, once you are there, literally within like 3 hours of being there, you'll be like, oh, I get why I'm here. Like, I get it. Great. Glad I trust in myself. And that will build the foundation of you continuing to trust your intuition for the rest of your life, even if it doesn't make logical sense.